In a stunning and emotional legal reversal, the California Court of Appeal has overturned the murder conviction of Jake Henry Coombs, who had been serving a 50 years to life sentence for the shooting death of Trevor Early in Humboldt County. The court found fault with a portion of the trial proceedings, specifically the inclusion of prejudicial evidence regarding Coombs' behavior while in custody, leading to a reversal of the verdict. Jake Coombs, sentenced to 50 years to life for the murder of 25-year-old Trevor Early after shooting him in the head, has had his conviction overturned on appeal. The opinion, filed May 7th, states that although Coombs raised multiple objections to his trial, the appellate court agreed with only one, that it was improper to admit evidence that he attacked a wheelchair-bound inmate while awaiting trial. On that basis, the justices ordered a reversal, throwing the future of the case into uncertainty. The murder occurred in January 2022 after what court documents describe as a long day and night of drinking. According to trial testimony, Jake Coombs shot and killed 25-year-old Trevor Early during a confrontation in which Early allegedly threatened to kill Coombs' dog. A Humboldt County jury convicted Coombs of first-degree murder and added a 25 years to life firearm enhancement, resulting in a total sentence of 50 years to life in prison. The trial was marked by difficult and emotional testimony from witnesses, friends, and family members of both the victim and the defendant. For Katrina Sutherland, Trevor Early's mother, the news of the conviction being overturned has reopened raw emotional wounds.
You just start going through everything again, right when you are almost ready to start feeling like you're a normal person again. You feel like, okay, you're just going to be right back to the beginning. It brings everything back, everything from the very beginning.
The ruling not only affects the family, but also reverberates throughout the wider community that followed the trial closely and supported the Early family.
You know, you're initially shocked and then you're angry and you're sad and you can't imagine having to sit through that again. Having your friends and family have to testify again. I know it was a lot for us. I know it was hard for every single person that was involved in that, including the jurors that had to sit through that.
Now Coombs is expected to be transferred back to Humboldt County in July to begin new trial proceedings, unless the appellate court reconsiders the matter before them. Humboldt County District Attorney told us that the DA's office is asking the Attorney General to appeal the decision. To assist in that request, the victim's family is urgently pleading with the public to act. Sutherland urged in a public statement, quote, "Please, we need your help. I'm calling on all my family, friends, and community members. The verdict has been overturned on a technicality. That means Trevor's murderer will be transferred back to Humboldt in July to start the new trial process. We have the opportunity to get this looked at again before this happens if we all write letters expressing our feelings about this," she stated. Although the family initially asked for letters to be submitted within 48 hours, Sutherland confirmed that as of the airing of this story, the district attorney's office is still compiling submissions, and the public is encouraged to continue sending in their correspondence. The impact is devastating to the entire family, and the thought of reliving the trauma of a second trial is almost unbearable, Sutherland said. Despite being emotionally drained, she's finding the strength to support her family, including Trevor's dad, John.
He's like, "I don't know if I can do it again." And I said, "You will if you have to."
Sutherland also voiced frustration with the broader justice system.
The people that we had working with us, I don't think we could have asked for better, but their hands are tied. You get to a certain point where it is just the justice system. It is where incarcerated people have more rights than any victims or victims' families.
She described the emotional toll as constant and overwhelming.
I'm angry and I'm just stomping around the house, and then 5 seconds later I'm crying, and you just go through every emotion about every 5 minutes, it seems like.
The Early family hopes that continued public outcry can influence the next phase of legal review and potentially halt a re-traumatizing new trial before it begins. To support the Early family's request, email your letter to districtattorney@co.humboldt.ca.us. Reporting from Garberville for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.